Hello everyone. It's a wonderful weekend. And we're live from the studio trying to talk about one or two things. Alright, my name is Rosa Rogers. You'll be wondering why I'm still keeping it. I'm yet to disclose what we're talking about today, but in as much as we are alive, we've got to keep moving and we've got to keep struggling. On today's episode of this podcast, not really my first podcast, but I'm doing this, we'll be talking about how to silence the cricket. You know, this might sound funny, but some of us don't know how to do that. You know, you might meet cricket on your way and you'll be wondering how you can silence it. Here is the way you can do that. Okay, lower temperature and lack of water can stop a cricket from chirping. But when you hear it, you know life is at full, because chirping is how cricket express it. Only the males do it, and they have different songs depending on whether they are trying to attract a female or trying to keep the females they have attracted happy. They even creep toward of completing males. Many find the chirping pleasing, but it only happens at night, and it can wear on you. When you're trying to sleep, it's difficult to take down chirping cricket because they are sensitive to movement and when stop chirping when you approach. Nevertheless, you can try a few tricks to get Romeo keep quiet. Introduce a predator. The first possibility isn't practical for most people, but it's an interesting option based on actual events on one of the Harbin Island. Residents of Kwa were regarded broadly by the resurgent activities of a species of cricket introduced from the Western Pacific, until a certain species of fly began sticking the crickets. The flies lay eggs in the crickets and the larvae eats them while the insects, eliminating foods in motion. One way to quit crickets is to encourage them to go somewhere else, and one sure way to do that is to eliminate all sorts of water. Like all creatures, and the crickets need water to survive. One of the reasons they tend to hide in dark corners of basements is because the smurfs there turn up the hearts of place to fan to evaporate the moisture, and the crickets will go away. Besides moisture, crickets also need food, and their menu reasons are sophisticated. They can survive on sawdust and glue if necessary. Make sure they can get only nourishment by meticulous cleaning areas in which you suspect the chirping is coming from, and the cricket will go. Let them chill out. Cricket most active in warm temperature and drifts it at about 80 or 90 degrees Fahrenheit. If you hear chirping coming from a particular room in your house, position a portable air conditioner in that room, lower the temperature and the chirping while probably stop. This may consume energy, but if the result is a good night's sleep for you, it's worth it. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope to see you some other time.